Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
And we start the Splash, obviously, with the matchup for Super Bowl 55 set. Kansas City Chiefs, Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be playing for the Vince Lombardi Trophy in 13 days at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. Buccaneers, first team to punch their ticket. They beat the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field, 31-26, Tom Brady, three touchdown passes, including a dagger of a 39-yarder to Scotty Miller with 1 second left in the first half. The Bucs would then build a 28-10 lead. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers fought back. They got to within five at 28-23 through three quarters. Tampa Bay added a field goal, but with just over 2 minutes to play and trailing 31-23, Green Bay head coach Matt LaFleur opted to kick a field goal on fourth and goal. Packers never got the ball back. And Tom Brady is headed to his 10th Super Bowl, and the Bucs becoming the first team ever to play a Super Bowl in their home stadium.
Yeah, the story is in order of importance, and there are a lot of great storylines coming out of championship weekend. Tom Brady is number one. Tom Brady going back to the Super Bowl for the 10th time as an underdog. That's clearly story number one. Aaron Rodgers postgame as it relates to Matt LaFleur and the Packers and his disappointment. Is he going to force his way out? That's the second biggest. Bruce Arians getting to the Super Bowl locally, a guy that left here and after 2016 and we thought he was retiring and he took a gig in the booth and then he came back. Now he's going to the Super Bowl. These are all very weighty stories, Vinny. Not to mention this rash of NFL head coaches who, under the highest moments of pressure, have completely turtled and gone soft.
I don't think there's any other way to say it. The list is long and impressive.
Yes, it is.
And we'll go over that list today.
Yes, we will.
Welcome to the club, Matt LaFleur. Chiefs headed back to defend their Super Bowl title. They beat the Bills 38-24 in the AFC Championship game at Arrowhead Stadium. Buffalo started quickly. They jumped out to a 9-0 lead in the first quarter, but it was all KC over the last 45 minutes. Patrick Mahomes showing no ill effects of being in concussion protocol. He threw for 325 yards and three touchdowns, two of them to tight end Travis Kelce. The combination of Mahomes, the offensive scheme, and the weapons that he has to work with, at this point, just seems unfair to the rest of football, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I agree wholeheartedly with that. I had the revelation, I said this before the program, that, you know, we can sit here and talk about Davante Adams. We can talk about Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins. Games like yesterday, you realize that the most unstoppable weapon in the NFL at that position is Tyreek Hill. And it just, to me, it's games like that that make you go, oh, yeah, of course. How could we forget how much better than everybody else he is? He's faster than the elite fast guys in the NFL. What a weapon that guy is.
Yeah, that's an interesting topic.
Maniac.
Yeah, it's an interesting topic. Maybe we can go a bit down that road again, because I think you hit on something very important. The way they employ him makes him the best weapon in the NFL.
Okay.
And that's on the coaches.
Yeah.
And that's a feather in their cap.
And I think we were maybe our initial inclinations were right. Josh Allen and the Bills were not quite ready for this moment. I talked myself into it on Friday that Josh Allen might be the bust out guy of the weekend. And then,
I had that feeling that the Bills were special. I went 0-2 on my picks in championship weekend, but I thought the Bills would get it done. And yeah, that was kind of my takeaway. I don't think they played a horrible game. They weren't as sharp as they've been. They lacked that magic quality, but credit goes to Kansas City. I think this is the beginning of a very long run of success for Buffalo, quite honestly. Early betting lines have the Chiefs 3.5-point favorite in the game, the Super Bowl, which takes place February 7th. Tom Brady is a Super Bowl underdog.
Yeah, you don't see that very often.
No, you don't. Elsewhere in the NFL over the weekend, Detroit Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford, who has spent his entire career with that team, requesting a trade. The number one overall pick in the 2009 draft, Stafford has spent his, 12 years in Detroit. He's got franchise records with over 45,000 passing yards, 282 touchdown passes. But in those 12 years, the Lions only made the playoffs three times. and have gone 0-3 in those games.
Yeah.
Somebody's
yeah.
going to get themselves right. a good quarterback if this comes to fruition.
Yeah, and this is going to be, a lot of people are looking at this as maybe marking a new era in the NFL, but there could be some big names on the move, and unfortunately, one, if not more, might end up in the NFC West.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Interesting and more to the point, really frustrating weekend for the Phoenix Suns. They dropped back-to-back games against the Nuggets Friday and Saturday. Suns now 8-7 on the year, but 2-5 in their last seven games. To complicate matters, Devin Booker left Friday's overtime loss with a hamstring injury and didn't play Saturday. Cam Johnson left Saturday's double overtime loss with a leg issue. Phoenix back in action Wednesday night against Oklahoma City.
Yeah. At what point in time do you become concerned with this basketball team and their inability to perform well in the clutch, their lack of identity? I don't know. I don't think I'm there, Vinny, but I didn't think this basketball team would be one game over 500 at this point.
I'm kind of there with you. I think they're going to get stuff ironed out, but there's a lot of questions right now, and we'll ask some of those questions today. Frustrating loss for the Coyotes yesterday, 1-0 at the hands of Vegas. They got a goal from William Karlsson with 42 seconds left. The goal immediately followed a missed icing call by the official. Instead, the Knights get the win. Coyotes drop 3-4 against Vegas. They'll host Anaheim in Glendale Tuesday and Thursday. ASU, U of A running it back at McHale Center in Tucson. Sun Devils trying to snap that five-game losing streak. 9 o'clock tip-off. Yay!
Yeah. What is that all about?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Oh, isn't that great?
You can hear it here, 98.7 FM, Arizona
Sports
Station. The
ghost of Larry Scott.
Yeah, beginning at 8:30 with pregame coverage. And the Cactus League leaders have called for Major League Baseball to delay the start of spring training in Arizona due to Maricopa County's high coronavirus infection rate. In a letter to MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred dated last Friday, leaders said they believe it is wise to delay the start of spring training to allow for the COVID-19 situation to improve here.
Yeah, i.e., can we delay this until fans can come to the game so we can actually make some money here in Arizona? That's basically what they're saying. I expect Rob Manfred to say, no, we are on schedule. Teams are going to report and get ready for the season with or without fans in attendance.
They just played a full 60-game season and postseason with no fans in attendance. Do you think they're going to grant this wish to the Cactus League?
No, I don't.
No.
No, I don't.
That's not going to happen. Yeah. There you go. There's your splash.